Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is Community Connection, presented by the United Way of Central and Northeastern Connecticut and WTIC News Talk 1080. Because good things happen in communities that care.
And here we are, another Community Connections program. This being the final Saturday in March. And up next is my co-host, Paula Gilberto, is the president and CEO of the United Way of Central and Northeastern Connecticut. And the big one is coming up, and this is the United Way's highest volunteer recognition. This is the big one. I think, is it April 6th that you're having that that event? Is that when that meeting takes place, Paula?
Yes, it is. It's April 6th. It's going to be done virtually from 5:30 to 7 p.m., and it's open to all. It's a free event, and it's a great way that we really hold up and celebrate the everyday heroes, all of our volunteers, and very especially the heroes that make up this year's Community Service Award. And, Steve, that's an award that is the highest volunteer recognition that our United Way gives to either an individual or to an organization.
Well, I got to tell you, I mean, this with this past year being as challenging as it was, I think it's perfect who you've come up with. So let's tell our audience who's getting the awards this year.
Well, sure. Just to pause for a moment, you know, I want to give our listeners an understanding of the award itself.
Okay.
We give this in memory of Dr. Frederick Adams. And Dr. Adams passed away several years ago. He was he had ALS. He was a champion, and he certainly was a champion in terms of public health. He was the state's first Black commissioner of the Connecticut State Department of Health, and he also chaired the State Commission on Human Rights and Opportunities. He was a prominent dentist and always on the forefront of public health. So it's very fitting that we give this award in his honor every year. But to tell you the truth, you know, we had a bit of unfinished business. Last year at the start of the pandemic, we had a very abbreviated annual meeting, and we never had an opportunity to recognize Bob Ledoux. So Bob Ledoux was last year's recipient. Many people know Bob. He had a long career with United Technology Companies, and he retired as president and CEO of Pratt & Whitney. He's been a great supporter of United Way. Personally and his professional leadership. And the honor is being given to him because he really ingrained in the Pratt & Whitney culture the importance of employees getting involved in the communities where they lived and work in partnership with United Way, and also because he was a champion of young adult employment, you know, really creating great opportunities for young people to get good jobs with growth potential. So it's a bit of our unfinished business. Our new business is honoring our healthcare heroes, and we're so thrilled that we're going to be honoring three of them. St. Francis Hospital, which is part of the Trinity Health of New England Network, Hartford Hospital and the Hartford Healthcare Network, and also Connecticut Children's. You know, Steve, I think all of us absolutely appreciate what our healthcare providers have done. They've been on the front lines. These three hospitals in particular are all about advancing health equity. They place great priority on healthy child development. They treat the whole patient and the family. We've been longstanding partners with them, particularly and along with the city of Hartford in terms of addressing health of residents in North Hartford, and then throughout the pandemic, ways in which we locked arms and embarked upon critical public health education campaigns. You know, we started off with how do we prevent the spread of the coronavirus, then transition to, you know, flu season, the importance of flu vaccinations and school vaccinations, and now, very critically, the importance of individuals getting the COVID vaccine, and very specifically, how we're promoting access to sites to get your vaccine, as well as having confidence in the vaccine itself. And one of the things I would love our listeners to know is that while all of this was going on, and this is what makes these partners just so special, while all of this was going on with the pandemic, they were stalwart in their support of ways in which we can promote child development and early literacy development. And we actually launched the Dolly Parton Imagination Library in Hartford in the midst of this pandemic. So they never lost sight of the importance of children learning how to read while they were on the forefront continually battling this virus.
Well, I heard her being interviewed recently, and she was talking about that program. And I think, and you may correct me on this if I'm wrong, but I believe she said what an amazing man her dad was and role model, and he couldn't even read. And she just thought that, you know, she kind of did this with him in mind to pay tribute to him. That's what I had heard on this interview.
Yep, I do remember that. And it sounds as though he was quite the storyteller, and no doubt that inspired her. And I think it really brings home the importance of parents being engaged with their children. And that's one of the things that the Imagination Library does.
Well, I got to tell you, when I was going through these notes that Annie sent over, and I noticed 96th annual meeting. Is that in like 96 years? I can't believe that. That is, what was that first? Remember the first meeting when we went to that one? No. I'm not going to hold you because I know we're not here for this. We got to take a break. But 96 years ago, who got involved with this thing? There must be records somewhere that first meeting.
I can tell you very simply, there were executives from Conning, which is still in Hartford, Hartford Steam Boiler, which goes by HSB, which is still in Hartford, and the former company called the Phoenix, which now called Nassau Re. Executives from each of those three companies got together and they formed Our United Way, which goes back to 1924.
Oh man, that is absolutely incredible. I'm looking at that, and then you look at the names and the corporations, and of course, you know, everybody knew the Phoenix. That was the boat building, you know, right there in Hartford. That beautiful building that's all glass and looks like a boat. I mean, that's incredible. Now, when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about what's coming up with the annual meeting, and also if we can touch upon, VITA and how that's doing, because we're coming up to income tax time, and maybe some of the challenges that the United Way has been facing during this whole COVID period, as far as support and all that kind of thing. So, does that sound good to you?
Absolutely.
So you're going to stay here with us, right?
I will.
I can't wait to get you back in the studio, but first I got to get back in there before you. So we're looking at that down the line. All right, it's Paul Gilberto from the United Way. I'm Steve Parker. We're going to take a quick break, and then we'll be back with our Community Connections program on WTIC News Talk 1080.
This is Community Connection, presented by the United Way of Central and Northeastern Connecticut and WTIC News Talk 1080, because good things happen in communities that care.
And we are back with our Community Connections program, and my co-host, who's been here with us for a while now, is Paula Gilberto. She's the president and CEO of the United Way of Central and Northeastern Connecticut. Paula, another quick question before we get into, a few of the other things like VITA and stuff. What role is the United Way been playing in the whole, vaccine, COVID thing and all that? How are you guys involved with that and helping people get vaccinated?
Yeah, a critical role we believe we can play is how to get information out about the vaccine itself. How do we address any myths, misconceptions? How do we work with our community partners, the very trusted organizations that residents believe and can count on? And then how do we work with others to ensure that the locations for the vaccine are very well known? So that's one piece in terms of public information. Again, making it easy to get the vaccine, making it convenient to get the vaccine, and also helping people to have confidence in getting the vaccine itself. Another critical role that Connecticut United Ways play, and this is through United Way of Connecticut, which manages the 211 system. The 211 system actually is taking appointments for the vaccine appointments. And it's called the COVID Vaccine Appointment Assist Line. There's a telephone number. We ask people not to call 211. This is a dedicated telephone line so that individuals can call and can schedule their appointment. And if you'd like, Steve, I'm happy to give the telephone number.
Oh, yeah.
Because, again, it's important to call this number, not 211. So call 877-918-2224. I'm going to repeat that. It's 877-918-2224. So that's a line to call to schedule your appointment. There may be a bit of a delay. So you're going to call, you're going to leave your information on an answering service, and then you will receive a call back if someone's not available to take your call immediately. People who have access to computers, to laptops, to the internet, they also can go online through the state's site in order to determine their eligibility and schedule an appointment. But we are finding that a lot of people are preferring to call, talk to someone, you know, identify the best location, the most convenient one.
Well, you know, it's interesting because there's been so many different people saying, you know, where do I go? What do I do? And you hear stories about, you know, my gosh, I was on hold for, you know, 3 or 4 weeks. I mean, some of the things that you hear are driving 90 miles to get to a vaccination at the other end of the state. And it seems now that we're getting to a point where I know I'm up for my second shot this coming week. I think April 1st, April Fool's Day. Go figure how they did that one. But anyways, I'll be in there for that. So things are coming together. Now, there's a couple of other things coming up. I know we've got the COVID-19 fund. I want to talk a little bit about that. But also, real quick, where are we at with VITA? Just because I know it is income tax time. We are, you know, it's right there on the door, even though they moved it. I guess it's gone from April 15th to May 15th now this year, mm-hmm. right?
Right, in terms of filing. But certainly, if individuals are welcome to call 211. And when you call, you'll hear a series of, you know, which numbers to press to actually get to the scheduler for appointments. So that's an opportunity. Please know that there are very limited in-person appointments being taken because we're still in the midst of the pandemic and observing all of the protocol. One of the great things, however, is that working with the Village for Families and Children, they're Hartford-based, but they're covering VITA services in central and northeastern Connecticut. We also work with an organization in New Britain called Human Resources Agency of New Britain, and they're providing what's called virtual VITA. And so when you call 211, you're getting the information. They'll walk you through what information to provide, where to send it. It is all secure and confidential so that your tax preparation is being done virtually with the same quality, trusted volunteers that have been trained and certified by the Internal Revenue Service to help people with their state and federal filings. People can also go to myfreetaxes.com. That's all one word, myfreetaxes.com, if they have a simple return. They can do it themselves online. And there's also an opportunity to connect with someone if you bump into a question that you're not quite sure how to answer.
All right, Paula. Real quick, with the all the different things that are happening with the United Way, I noticed the COVID-19 fund. How are we doing as far as getting support and sponsors? And I mean, during this tough time, tell us a little bit about that fund, if you could.
Well, we are so appreciative. You know, we had some a launch gift by Stanley Black & Decker, which was very significant to get us going. The Prudential Foundation, Navigate Affordable Housing, and many other organizations, businesses, and foundations that have contributed. We're close, but we're not quite there. So I would really encourage anyone who wants to do something meaningful to help people as we recover from this incredible pandemic to go right to our website, UnitedWayInc.org. That's all one word, UnitedWayInc.org. And you'll see information about our COVID-19 fund and an opportunity to give. And I would love our listeners to know we're focused on three key things. You know, first and foremost, they're continued. Despite all of the relief money that is coming in, families are still struggling with food, with housing, and with jobs. So a key part of our COVID-19 fund is to address those needs. But we're doing it in a way where we are coordinating with nonprofit organizations, schools, government to ensure the most effective use of those dollars to meet basic needs and to provide the assistance that people need for housing and for jobs and direct financial assistance. Our COVID-19 fund is also helping to support these public outreach campaigns. And again, the more quickly we can get people vaccinated, the more quickly we'll achieve herd immunity, the more quickly we will get back to creating a better normal for all of us. And the third use of this fund is how we connect volunteers virtually to help young people succeed. So we've virtualized a volunteer reading program. Our VITA program received support from this. So ways in which we're coordinating volunteers who want to do good where they can most help. And also, we continue to receive donations of face masks. And our ability, you know, the COVID-19 fund provides us with the resources to coordinate those distributions. So, again, please go to our website, UnitedWayInc.org. Make a contribution today. We definitely need these resources because recovery is absolutely going to be long term.
Well, we appreciate it, Paula, but you know we've been putting off and saving the best to last here. A lot of good stuff you got coming up, but the big question is you actually want to take on a golf tournament, and I know this is a first for you. So, are you going to be able to? Is this a virtual golf tournament in May? How's the golf tournament coming together?
This is absolutely in person. So curiously, one of the areas that was not affected by the pandemic in a bad way, but actually saw more increase. Our golf courses. Mm-hmm. It's something that you can do outdoors and practice all of the appropriate protocol. Knowing that people have been pressed pretty hard, we wanted to do two things. One, let's get people outside and let's be able to celebrate that we've turned a curve with respect to the pandemic, right? Let's mm-hmm. do something together and have fun. And let's also raise those critical dollars for the COVID-19 fund because recovery is going to take a long time. So if you are interested in golfing, right, if you mm-hmm. want to join a foursome, if you want to form a foursome, if you want to be a sponsor of this event and support COVID-19 relief, please go to our website, UnitedWayInc.org, okay, and then /newsfeed/events, or just call me because I know that's a really long site. The event is on May 25th, and it's going to be at the Shuttle Meadow Country Club in Kensington.
Well, do me a favor, if you can, Paula, only because I know we're going to jump out of here. Real quick, how about you? You say call me. What's the number? Maybe you can give us that a couple of times,
call
please.
Call me at 860-493-1101. 860-493-1101. That's my direct line. And call me if you have an idea as to what we can do together to improve conditions for people in our for people in our communities as we continue to recover from COVID-19.
Well, God bless you. And I'm thinking you and I with a couple of wild baggy pants and a little get out on the links. I'll drive the cart. You drive the ball. And we'll bring maybe we can get Lola to come along and be our cheerleader along the side of the fairway. OK,
there you go. There you go. I'm not a golfer, but I'm a good volunteer at golfing events.
Well, I tell people I grew up on a golf course and I've done everything except play golf out there. It was my playground when I was a kid. And they're still looking for me. All right, Paula, thanks a lot. And we'll be looking for you the final Saturday in April. And have a happy Easter and love to the family.
That's great. Thank you, Steve. Bye bye.
You got it, hon. Take care. Bye-bye.